Lesson 20. I will be reverent. Introduction for the teacher.
To prepare yourself spiritually to teach this lesson, please ponder the following. Reverence is an attitude of deep respect and love for Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. It is much more than being quiet and sitting still during a lesson, although our reverence is often evident in the way we act at church and in other sacred places. As we strive to become more reverent, we will feel the influence of the Holy Ghost more strongly in our lives. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63, verse 64, Section 84, verse 54, and Section 109, verse 21.
Teaching tip. Anticipate simple things you can do to remind the children to be reverent. You may be able to restore a reverent atmosphere by quietly singing or humming a reverent song, displaying a picture, or using a hand signal that the children recognize as a reminder to be reverent. Remember that it is especially difficult for children to sit still for long periods of time. Help children listen and participate actively. Give them breaks periodically. Teaching No Greater Call, page 83. Learning activities.
Begin with a gathering activity. For ideas, see page 3 of the manual. Prayer. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Picture. Show the picture of a family at church on page 86. Tell the children that this family is at church and that they are being reverent. Invite the children to say, reverent. Explain that being reverent means quietly thinking about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Point out things that the family in the picture is doing to show that they are reverent. Draw particular attention to the children in the picture. Practice. Help the children understand that when we come to church, we can show our love for Heavenly Father and Jesus by being reverent. Describe some of the ways we show reverence at church and practice doing them with the children. For example, we talk with quiet voices.
Practice talking quietly.
We walk with quiet feet.
Practice walking quietly.
We sit quietly.
Practice sitting quietly.
We listen to our teachers.
Cup hand around ear.
We think about Jesus.
Point to head.
Song. Explain that another way we show reverence is by singing reverent songs. Sing or say the words to I Will Try to Be Reverent, Children's Songbook, page 28, and do the following actions. Invite the children to join you. I love my Heavenly Father.
Put hands over heart.
And I will try to be.
Point to self.
Reverent when I'm in His house.
Put fingertips together to form a housetop.
Then He'll be near to me.
Hug self.
Conclusion. Compliment the children for being reverent. Explain that these things help us and those around us think about Heavenly Father and Jesus. Ask the children to say, I will be reverent. Invite them to be reverent today.
Teaching tip. Some children may not repeat phrases with you. That's okay. They will still learn by watching and listening to you and the other children.
Prayer. Tell the children that it's time for the closing prayer. Ask, how can you be reverent during the prayer? Help them practice folding their arms, bowing their heads, and closing their eyes while you give the prayer. Remind the children that doing this helps us show Heavenly Father and Jesus that we love them. Praise them for showing reverence.
Teaching tip. Do not reward reverent behavior with prizes or food. Do not have contests to see who can be the most reverent. These tend to focus on the wrong things. Teach about the real rewards of reverence, such as increased understanding and the influence of the Spirit. Teaching No Greater Call, page 83. Give the children specific verbal praise when they show reverence. For example, I like the way Mary is sitting so reverently. Thank you, Mary. Optional activities.
Preparation. For the flipbook activity, copy the illustration on page 87, color if desired. Cut along the solid line to make two flaps. Fold the flaps over to cover the drawing. For the coloring activity, copy the illustration on page 87 for each child to color. Cut along the solid line to make flipbooks for the children. Flipbook. Hold up the illustration you prepared with the flaps covering the drawing. Tell the children that you will show them some pictures that show us how to be reverent during a prayer. Open the top flap and read the words on the inside of the flap. Do the same with the bottom flap. Repeat the activity. This time, invite the children to practice bowing their heads, closing their eyes, and folding their arms. Activity verse. Recite the following verse and invite the children to join you. Open, shut them.
Open and shut hands.
Open, shut them.
Open and shut hands.
Give a little clap.
Clap hands.
Open, shut them.
Open and shut hands.
Open, shut them.
Open and shut hands.
Lay them in your lap.
Hold hands together in lap.
Coloring. Let the children color a copy of the flipbooks you prepared for them.
Teaching tip. While the children are coloring, review the principles taught in the lesson. Point out details in the pictures and explain to them what they are coloring. Read the words on the illustration to them.